Kelvin, how excited are you with the launch of Cold Road, the film that you directed and, of course, produced that is now available for everybody to check out in their local theaters?
It's rare. It is absolutely incredibly rare for a movie like this to be able to have this fantastic theatrical launch that we have. You know, I grew up in the Northwest Territories. I've driven northern highways my whole life. And to make a, you know, independent movie, like an independent thriller and have it really grow an audience and start to, you know, we put the trailer out, we put the poster out. There's just been like incredible responses to this movie. But to actually get it on the big screen, you know, with a lead Indigenous actress, Roseanne Supernault, and to have Indigenous creatives and for people to actually go see this, like, in a movie theater, that's rare. It's the kind of thing that doesn't normally happen. And so I'm celebrating it myself. This is my first feature film I made. It's just been like, oh my God, what an amazing accomplishment. And I hope that, you know, people who are able to can go check it out in theaters. Because if movies like this do well, then it gives the chance for more Indigenous movies to get made and more chances to see it in theaters if we can make this one a success, which is, you know, hopefully what we can do.
Take us back to when you decided to create this film and what were some of the inspirations behind it that helped you create Cold Road?
Yeah, so I'm Dene. I grew up in Hay River in the Northwest Territories. And, you know, I spent my whole life driving on the highways, both in the Northwest Territories and Northern Alberta. And, you know, it's the middle of winter, and depending on when you're driving and where you're driving, like, you know, you might be by yourself on a highway for hours. And if it's wintertime and it's minus 25, if, you know, something goes wrong, then, like, you know, there's genuine danger in that. But also, I think that all of the, like, you know, these roads, the landscape, Dene country, or just, like, you know, all over anywhere, that there's also, like, a beauty to, like, these highways and to these places that we're from. And so, you know, where I grew up was an inspiration of, like, you know what, maybe there's a movie to be told here. And I'm a lover of cinema. Like, I've been making movies for 20 years. And, you know, to take the idea of a thriller, like, I think, you know, so many of us love thrillers. We love the idea of just, like, what these movies are. And there's sort of a formula or, like, you know, the kind of thing to follow for a movie like that that can be familiar. And so I kind of had the inspiration to bring those two things together, which was the place where I grew up, the highways that I drove on, with the, you know, the genre of a movie thriller, and, you know, what makes thrillers fun and what makes it exciting to go to the movies is the two things I wanted to put together. And what ended up coming out was this movie, which is, you know, very much about an Indigenous woman who is driving home to her remote First Nation in the middle of nowhere on a snowy, quiet highway while a stranger in a semi-truck is following her and essentially hunting her. And so it brings together so many things that I think are interesting, which is, you know, the place where we're from, you know, the genre of thrillers, and also just, like, you know, real life situations that I think that a lot of Indigenous folks or Northern folks might be able to relate to. And I think that the way that we do it in the movie can feel thrilling, like it'll feel exciting the way that movies will, but also to draw people in emotionally. There's an incredible performance from Roseanne Supernault, who is an incredible Indigenous actress that is from Alberta as well, too. And she grew up driving on these highways. And I'm just so excited for everybody to get to see, you know, what the vision of the thriller could be through the eyes of a Dene filmmaker and an incredible Indigenous actress. Again, you don't get to see these movies on the big screen very often.
And as a director, what are you hoping for that viewers will take away from viewing this film?
I mean, I want it to be an emotional experience, you know, like I want people to go and feel, you know, like I want it to feel like a ride, like it's like, you know, a thrilling journey from start to end, where the story that we set up in the movie is that Tracy, who's the lead actress, she's trying to get home because her mom had a stroke the night before. And so she's trying to get home before her mom passes away. And it pushes her to, you know, maybe take a few more risks on this highway than she normally would have taken. It just happens to be at the worst time when, you know, as she slowly realizes that someone is following her. And so even just explaining that, you know, I know it just sort of sounds, you know, dramatic, or it sounds kind of thrilling or chilly or spooky. And I think that folks watching this movie are going to feel all those things. It's going to feel edge of your seat. Like the compliments so far that we've been getting from the movie are things that, like, where it's like, you know, a husband and a wife would come up and the husband would say, like, my wife almost broke my hand. She was squeezing it so hard during the movie, because of how tense that this movie was. And so, you know, to have people go and feel is kind of what the goal is of this movie. And even in some of the screenings we've had, like, people are clapping during the movie, like when exciting things are happening, like everybody's kind of invested. And we had done a world premiere just last week, and it got a standing ovation. People at the end were standing and clapping. And so it seems like this movie is having, you know, an impact, because it tells a modern story of, you know, the types of situations that we as Indigenous folks face, but through the sort of safe space of it being a movie and, you know, being able to enjoy those things kind of from a distance and watching an incredible Indigenous character become a hero, which is, you know, kind of what happens in the movie.
Thank you so much there, Kelvin, for taking the time with me here on Windspeak Radio Network.
Thanks so much for having me.